Next month will mark the 5-year anniversary of the night when 4 people were shot and killed outside the City Grill in downtown Buffalo. One of the victims was Daniel Mackin. He is being remembered in 2 new books, one a children's book called Fatherless Son. It's written by Daniel Mackin Jr. The other, My Testimony, is authored by his widow, Tanisha Mackin. Tanisha Mackin joins us by phone this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Why write this book?
I wrote this book. Actually, this is my 5th book, and I wrote it to kind of give an update on my life and also show people the trials and tribulations that I've been through over the past 5 years. And just, my first book came out 5 years ago, and I'm in a different space in my life now. So I just decided to write this book.
Okay, and your husband's death, of course, was highly publicized because of the circumstances surrounding it. This is, one of the most tragic nights, really, in recent Buffalo history. It gained national attention. Can you kind of take us inside what that was like for you? You're mourning your husband. Your son is going to be without a father. And yet, this story is just everywhere. Can you take us through that a little bit?
It was hard. I mean, I felt like I really didn't get a chance to mourn, you need to be able to sit back and think about what's going on, and I didn't get that chance. I mean, every time I turned around, I would see it on TV or a media outlet was, trying to get an interview with me, and it was just hard. It was hard at the time.
Can you share a lesson for others, perhaps, who obviously not many people have to go through the type of circumstances you have had to go through, but at the same time, people suffer tragic losses every day. Do you have a message for them?
My message is basically live life to the fullest. It's going to hurt. It's going to be hard. Grieving is hard. But I explain to everybody, I watch life and death. I watch him go from having a good time to the next thing I know, passing away. So I tell everybody to enjoy life. Life is too short.
Your son was, I think, what, 6 years old at the time of
yes.
his father's death.
Mm-hmm.
How is he doing now?
He's doing great. He has his moments. It's hard on him, and I told him it will probably be hard on us for the rest of our life. It's a lifelong process. But other than that, he's doing good. He channels everything out in his book as well, so he's doing much better.
And then, of course, how are you doing?
I'm doing a lot better as well. Like I said, I have my moments as well. I mean, that's expected, and that's probably going to be for the rest of my life.
Tanisha Mackin, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
No, thank you so much.